Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick up your book bags. Grab your notebooks. It's time to go on campus with Denton.
Hey, give me my theme music.
All right, Denton, where are we starting?
Oh, so there's
5-0 Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, you did start 5-0. There was a game that you and I talked about. It was in your smell test. It was the Florida game, and you told me after a break, you're like, "Who's starting at quarterback?" And I was like, "It's DJ Lagway." And you're like, "I don't feel good about this at all." Well, you felt really good at the end of Saturday because Florida beat LSU, and my goodness, Brian Kelly is having a rough season in year number three. Which, if we follow the rules of Ron Rivera, year number three is a big year in coaching. This is not a good start for LSU.
Do you know that in this game, LSU had a time of possession advantage of 42 minutes to 18 minutes? Like they just kept the ball, but for whatever reason, they could not score. I don't know, man. Florida off that big loss, and they got a quarterback back that could play a little bit. But they just really relied on LSU shooting themselves in the foot with fumbles, turnovers. How many turnovers did they have in that game? I think they had two fumbles, something like that. Good for Florida. The Swamp's a tough place, man, and they were fired up. And Nussmeier, by the way, has kind of gone backwards since Yikes. We were propping him up a little bit. They've lost three in a row.
Yeah, I called him one of the best quarterbacks in the SEC, if not the best quarterback in the SEC, and they've lost three in a row since. I'm not saying I'm the problem, but I'm certainly not helping. How about another game that you told me about? You pointed to this one, and I was like, I don't know. Like, I kind of trust BYU a little bit. Shouldn't have trusted BYU. Kansas on a heater. They're winners of two in a row against two pretty good teams in Iowa State and BYU. If you look back at the game before that, they lost to Kansas State by two. They're on a heater. They beat BYU in BYU, a little bit of Big 12 after dark. Pretty good win for Jalen Daniels.
Yeah, I was watching this game because this kept me perfect for the day. And like I said, like BYU's 9-0. They're the number 9 team in the country. They're playing a 3-6 team, and they're only favored by 2.5. But what we talked about, you know, the last several weeks, BYU has been, you get this every year. You get a team that just keeps winning, but for whatever reason, the odds makers are shorting every week. They're like, yeah, they're not that good. They were an underdog a few weeks ago at UCF. They were barely favored over Oklahoma State, barely favored over Utah. And then, and by the way, Oklahoma State and Utah both covered. I had them both of those times. I had UCF that day, remember? And they crushed UCF. But that ends their hopes. And guess who Kansas plays next?
They got Colorado. They have a chance to be the ultimate spoiler, beating Iowa State, BYU, and Colorado in consecutive weeks.
You know what that line is?
I just pulled it up.
Yeah, I looked at it. Colorado's a 2.5-point favorite. That's it.
You know what the BYU line is? Because I looked that one up, too. I was curious. They're on the road against Arizona State.
Oh, Arizona State's rolling. I'm going to guess Arizona State's favored.
Arizona State at home is a 3.5-point favorite over BYU.
Yeah. I'm now kind of rooting for Colorado.
I am, too.
To see this thing get completed, because they're playing some really good football right now. But Kansas is a dangerous spot for them on Saturday. They're 2.5-point favorites in Lawrence, and I can already tell you, there's no chance the public's not going to be all over Deion and the Buffs.
Oh, all over. I mean, Kansas is going to be in your smell test again.
No doubt.
That's the lock of the week, that they're going to be in the smell test, because everyone's going to jump on that Colorado line.
They will 100%, like they did with BYU.
By the way, speaking of Colorado, they played awesome against Utah. I said on my Friday show on Sirius that this game was going to be fun because it's a great opportunity for Travis Hunter to have a legit Heisman moment. You know, Utah is not a good football team, but it was the when the game was being played on Fox Big Noon Kickoff, that's historically their biggest window of the week. And Travis Hunter balled out, had an interception, had a touchdown, made a heck of a catch to get Colorado to the goal line. They win 49-24, and Hunter looked awesome.
Utah kept turning the football over, too. Look, Colorado last year was horrible on defense and horrible on the offensive line. They went out and portaled up an offensive line. Good for them. But their defense played well. Utah struggled. We both know that. But they could not run the football at all, and they destroyed them. And, yeah, I mean, this is the game coming up. If Colorado can beat Kansas on the road, they can win against Oklahoma State, and they are in the Big 12 title game, more likely than not against either Arizona State or BYU, I'm guessing, on whomever wins that game is going to be a participant in the Big 12 championship game. I want to see Deion in that Big 12 championship game. I'm just concerned about this coming Saturday. Can they lose and still get in?
Yes, but it certainly makes it a little more difficult. Let me pull up the rankings, or the standings in the Big 12 right now. Right now, it's them and BYU. They each have one loss. A two loss would put them at a tie with Arizona State, Iowa State, which I do think Colorado would still have the advantage, but then you get into tiebreakers, and you know, tiebreakers, as we've talked about in college football, are very, very weird, assuming that you haven't played a bunch of teams. But the problem is they'd be in a tiebreaker with Arizona State, who has a win over Kansas State, who Colorado lost to.
Yeah, look, Colorado, this is your opportunity, because I think this is going to be it, don't you, for Deion?
I don't know
that he's sticking around to coach non-family members. But it's been exciting, and I give him a lot of credit, man, because I don't think a lot of people gave him a shot early in the year when they lost to Nebraska. It was ugly. Remember when they went to Lincoln on a Friday night, and they had just barely beaten was it South Dakota State?
Yes, it was North Dakota State. Yeah, it was the Carson Wentzes.
Yeah, and they have played great since, and they got a chance to be there with a chance to be in the playoff. I want to see them get it done, but I'm going to have Kansas, so I'm going to root for a one-point win. All right, what's next?
One of the bigger head-scratchers of the weekend, Oregon just barely squeezing one out.
Wisconsin.
Over Wisconsin, 16-13. Not exactly a high-powered offensive affair. Phil Longo now gone at Wisconsin. We've had him on a couple of times on the show.
Yeah, we've had Phil on a couple of times.
Yeah, like Phil Longo, but this Wisconsin offense is not very good. Oregon, I mean, Dan Lanning escaped. Did you watch this game? Did you watch the late stages of it?
I was watching mostly Georgia-Tennessee, but I had an eye on this one because I was involved.
He faked a field goal.
I know.
In the late stages of the fourth quarter, up three, against a team he's only allowed 13 points to. I love the aggressive mentality that he has occasionally. I was like, if they would have lost that game because he faked that field goal, I don't know that Oregon fans necessarily are as passionate as some other fan bases, but he would have been crucified nationally for that sort of silliness. Thank God they escaped. I like Dan Lanning, but thank God they escaped.
I told you this going back to when they played Ohio State, and I had Oregon, remember? But during the entire game, I'm like, they're not better than Ohio State. They're not going to win this game. Did win the game. They won the game, but they weren't impressive against Maryland last week. Maryland was in that game, that, you know, at halftime and early in the third quarter. I'm not telling you that I thought Maryland would win the game, and they barely survived Wisconsin. Now they got, you know, this rivalry game with Washington. Where, let's face it, there's some revenge there for Oregon this year after losing the two. But I don't think they're, you know, it's funny. Like, is there an obvious national champion right now? Like,
no.
Even
no.
Is there an obvious team that you're convinced will be in the national championship game?
No. I mean, Ohio State is the only one that I would consider to lean towards and feel comfortable. They're the only one.
I mean, what do you think about Texas? Like, you know, no. By the way, they were right. I gave out Arkansas. They covered, thankfully, because Texas was in a position there at the end. They got that first down to run out the clock with 2 minutes to go. But, you know, I don't know what to make of college football. It's the perfect year for a 12-team playoff.
Definitely.
Because it would have been really hard to come up with four.
You would have been getting into some real nuances of wins and losses. It would have been hectic, to say the least, to come up with four. It's going to be hectic to come up with 12.
Do you know who I think's good, Denton?
Georgia.
And I know they haven't beaten anybody.
Oh, you're going to say Penn State.
No.
Oh, thank God.
I think Notre Dame, once they decided Riley Leonard is not a passer, he's a runner. Because remember, against Northern Illinois, they were still dropping him back.
Yeah.
Which is one of the head-scratchers of the season, right? Their loss to Northern. I think Notre Dame's really good.
They ran the ball.
They
really
can
well
run the football,
UVA.
And they can stop the run. They're 16-point favorite over Army, I think it is.
Yeah, they're a big time favorite. By the way, this weekend's games are not great, which means there's going to be a lot of chaos. They're 14.5-point favorites over Army at home.
I like Notre Dame. Do you think I'm wrong about Notre Dame?
I don't think you're wrong, but I don't think that you're going to be able, if you really want to make a run in the college football playoff, you have to be able to throw the ball. So I think they're going to get there. I think they might take a game, but once you start to play the teams that can throw the football, unless you are so good at running like Michigan was last year and so good on defense that you're stopping everybody.
They're really good on defense, and they're really able to run the football.
Yeah, but their strength on defense seems like it's flawed based off of who they played, because they haven't played anybody that can play offense. I mean, look at their last, like, nine games.
You're right.
That's the thing. I mean, stinkers.
100% right. I mean, who would have thunk that the two biggest games on Notre Dame's schedule would be Army and Navy rather than Florida State and Southern Cal? All right, what else?
Let's talk about that Georgia-Tennessee game. This was a get-right game for Georgia. They, for all effective purposes, they dominated this game. I mean, Tennessee scored 17 and at one point were up real big.
The first half, Nico I played the best he's played, Denton, that first half.
By far. I think so, but I also think like they got the benefit of that pass interference call on that first touchdown drive.
Yeah.
The second half was all Georgia. Nico I could do. I mean, Tennessee's offense could do zip against them.
You're going to hate what I'm going to say right now. Carson Beck is definitely an NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that he's worthy of taking in the first round or really high in the first round, or even that he's going to be a big-time starter in the NFL. He throws the football too well to not be an NFL quarterback. The game the other night, what were his final numbers? I don't even know what it is.
25 of 40, 347, two tutties.
347, two touchdowns.
Yeah.
He is a big dude. He is fearless. He takes big shots. That team is not as good up front as they've been. They're not as good at the skill position spots as they've been. This team had a brutal schedule that they had to face. And he's been knocked way down, you know, from where he was preseason. I'm just telling you, he's going to be an NFL quarterback.
Definitely. There's going to be a team that falls in love with him, and I'm praying it's New York Giants.
Yeah. All right. Is that it?
That's all we got. It was a fun weekend, a bunch of upsets, but that's all we got. We got the
I don't know if you heard Maryland's a basketball school. I mean, they lost to Rutgers. God. So they're not good. They'd have to beat Iowa and Penn State to be bowl eligible. And no, people, they're not doing anything with Loxley. He got them to no one's had as much success as he's had since Ralph was here. It was a disaster. They went to three straight bowl games. They can't run the football. That's their biggest issue this year. Cannot run the football. And they lost to Rutgers by 2 touchdowns. That's painful. All right. We'll finish up with a thought, kind of upon further review of Thursday night's game next.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.